The word today is secure. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Life can seem like a raging ocean with waves that bring potential for disaster. One moment we are up, and the next we are falling. How do we find security in a world of uncertainty? The Bible teaches us to anchor to God, not to this world. Our absolute security is found in Jesus and eternal life through faith in Him. Here to share more about this comforting aspect of faith is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Secure.
Everyone needs security. It doesn't matter how old we are or where we live. All of us like to be in a situation where we are in control or at least free from great devastation or fear. Whenever something happens that throws us off, that causes us mortal fear, we are scared. And it doesn't matter how strong we are, how intelligent we are, we long to be secure. God created us to be dependent upon Him. And we're given reminders every once in a while of things that can scare us. It can be an earthquake or a fire. Maybe you've lost your home or possessions in a fire or a flood. All of these things remind us that the only way to get true lasting security is through our hope in God. We'll never have perfect conditions here on earth. Only in heaven will we have permanent security. And that's why it's important to put your hope and trust in God. There is a phrase that is used of a person who doesn't really pray, doesn't really seek and search God until the last second. They are called parachute prayers, because only when everything else has failed and doom is imminent will that person then maybe attempt to reach out for God. There is a huge difference between a parachute and an anchor. And today I'd like to talk to you about anchoring to the Lord, something that you do purposefully. If a person has jumped out of an airplane and their parachute doesn't work, then there's only one thing left: to hit the ground. But if you're in a boat and you have an anchor in a tumultuous storm, you have hope if you have an anchor. And this is what we're going to learn about today, is putting our hope in God through the storms of life, so to speak. There is a passage in Hebrews chapter 6 that mentions hope as an anchor for our soul. And it starts by talking about Abraham. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. We don't even have time today to talk about Melchizedek. I have mentioned him previously, but we have to focus on this topic of the anchor and the fact that God has given us a great hope in Jesus Christ. That's what it means in verse 18 when it's talking about this hope that we have fled to take hold of, that hope is in the person of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross in order to redeem us from our sins. It is likened to an anchor that holds you secure in the middle of the storm. How do anchors work? I found it interesting when I was studying for this message, and I looked about anchors, and I found out it's not only the anchor that holds the ship, not just the end, but all of the chain that is played out as well. These huge cruise ships, large ships, a lot of the weight of the enormous chain also helps to hold the ship steady in a gale. It's very interesting. Many times when we are feeling unsteady or our faith is under threat, we of course are held absolutely by Jesus. But it's also a blessing to have a lifetime of service to Christ, to be familiar with him, knowledge of the Word of God. These might be like the chain that is helping to secure us when things get unstable. Ultimately, the one who holds us fast is Jesus, but it certainly doesn't hurt to have friends and family in faith and to have had a history of seeing God's promises fulfilled to us. That's what it's talking about when it mentions Abraham. Abraham was given this fantastic promise from God that he and his wife Sarah would have a child. And I always remind us that it took 25 years for God to fulfill that promise. He made Abraham wait a long time to prove his trust, his dependence on God. But that promise was solid. It says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. God's promise was dependable, like the anchor that is fixed to hold the individual when their world is tumultuous. One thing I want to warn you about is not to put confidence in emotional experiences. There is a tendency for us to base our perception of reality or our faith on experiences. Like, for instance, maybe when you were a child, you had a very emotional and intense spiritual experience. Or maybe as an adult, you had just a wonderful day filled with worship and singing, and there is a tendency to put a lot of confidence in those emotional experiences where we felt filled by the Spirit of God. But I want to warn you that our faith is not to be put into our experiences. It's to be placed into the Word of God. The Bible, the Word of God, is where our confidence should lie, because our experiences change. Our emotions go up and they go down, just like the waves on a sea. It can be very rocky when it comes to what we feel and how we think. So our confidence is supposed to be in the Word, in the Bible, which teaches us about our Redeemer Jesus. So there's where our confidence lies. Jesus has a wonderful role in placing the anchor for us. In verse 19 of Hebrews 6, it says, "We have this hope," that is the hope of salvation, redemption, "as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf." I don't even have time to explain all of this. It's talking about a heavenly sanctuary. The key point is this. The tendency is for us to try to anchor, to get stability, to anchor to something on this earth. Maybe in our home, maybe in our job, maybe in our wealth, maybe in our social setting. Somehow, when we're going through a crisis, a storm, so to speak, the sinful flesh, the tendency is to try to hold on to this world tighter. But that will fail. There are things that are going to happen to us that may involve our health, may involve our well-being financially, may involve our social standing, that we have no way of controlling. And you do not get success by anchoring to this world. The text here teaches us what we want to anchor to is heaven. Jesus went into God's heavenly sanctuary and, so to speak, put the anchor there. We are to be connected through faith to Jesus Christ, and that is where our security is. Now, it makes perfect sense once we think about it, because this world is shifting. This world is not dependable. The moment you think you're on solid ground, all of a sudden it gives way. Suddenly, things can happen that cause us turmoil. But when we are anchored to heaven through Jesus Christ, we expect we'll get blown about like a boat on the water. We know that it's uncertain here in this world. Our security lies with Christ in heaven. We know that ultimately we will be saved because Jesus has gone before us and secured us to heaven. Isn't that a fantastic comfort? So when you're facing a great illness or even death, when you're facing a crisis or spiritual opposition or persecution, this world is not going to give us comfort. Your comfort and your security are going to come through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He offered himself on the cross so that your sins could be forgiven, so that you would have eternal security, including resurrection from the dead at his return and life everlasting. It doesn't get more secure than that. So hold on to that and keep your faith strong in Jesus, because this is what will get you through the storms of life. We don't know what's going to come, what kind of storms, what kind of troubles and problems, but we do know that Jesus has brought us eternal security, and he is the anchor. He is the one who is going to hold us fast through all the storms of life, all the trials, all of the uncertainties. What a great joy to know that Jesus will keep us safe and secure in his love for us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.